Well, don't look now. Your bank could be once again looking to raise fees. One survey finds some folks could face up to 49 different fees on a single checking account. So how can you dodge this increase to spend your own money? Joining us live, MarketWatch columnist Jennifer Openshaw. Jennifer, great to have you with us. What kind of fees are we talking about this time? We know debit card fees were a focus last year. What are we looking at now?
Well, one of the new areas is overdraft fees. We're expecting those to go up to as high as $40 or $45, and that's up from an average of about $27.50. And one of the things you can think about doing, obviously, is to link your savings or other eligible accounts to protect against those fees. But beware that you got to make sure you've got funds in those accounts as well to avoid overdraft fees.
Are there things like placing fees on checking accounts and maybe savings accounts?
There are fees on checking and savings accounts, and let me talk about one important area for consumers is monthly minimums, because those have changed as well. So now, for example, we're seeing at Citibank, for example, that you've got to have a $6,000 balance in your account to avoid the $15 monthly fee, and that's up from a $1,500 balance. But one of the ways to avoid that is to have direct deposit of your paycheck, or to talk to the bank about some of the other accounts that you have there. Banks today are trying to essentially get more of your wallet, to get you to do more of your business there. And the more that you can demonstrate that, the more you're going to probably be able to bring down some of those fees.
Now, many of the banks backed off last year on the proposed debit card fees. I know they're trying to make up money that they're losing, revenue they're losing as a result of new laws. But what power does the consumer have to avoid this? Is this a situation where you really have to look to a credit union or another type of financial institution to avoid these fees?
I think the short answer, yes. Credit unions overall do offer much lower fees across the board, whether it's overdraft, late fees, and then on the flip side, sometimes even higher rates on your balances, interest rates, in other words. Some of the other areas that we're seeing some changes with banks that I think were very surprising and interesting is wiring money, where sometimes incoming wire transfers to you would be free. Now we're seeing TD Bank, for example, charge $15 for an incoming wire. If you've lost your card, I'd love to see a GPS tracker for my own debit card. We're starting to see some changes there. Bank of America, for instance, now charges $5 up from $2. So lots of new fees to be paying attention to. And it's a little bit like what the airlines have done. If you've noticed, they've moved to sort of an a la carte model, right, where you pay for your baggage now, you pay for your food. Mm-hmm. We're seeing more of that in the banking world. And so you definitely need to be paying attention. Whether you're talking to somebody live, good chance there's going to be fee at some point if there's not already, or you're getting paper statements rather than online. So we're seeing a lot of incentives to get you to do things online or do it yourself.
So should you shop and compare for a bank with lower or fewer fees?
Well, the answer is yes, if you can find the time. I do think credit unions and community banks oftentimes offer much lower fees across the board. Or if you've got a bank relationship and they've been good to you and you've got an opportunity to bundle some of your other services, for example, maybe you've got a college savings account or a home loan, pay attention there, because a good example on the home loan front is if you have automatic debit of your mortgage payment from your bank, you might get an even lower interest rate or some sort of credit back to you that can be actually substantial. So the first would be to talk to your bank about how they can bring those fees down. And then if not, then I would look to probably a credit union would be your next best bet.
Some great advice. We're holding on to our wallets. Thank you. Jennifer Openshaw's with MarketWatch.